It's Now Again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, the podcast where we explore mindfulness practices from a secular, evidence-based perspective. I'm your host, Jeremy West, and today we're diving into a topic that's both challenging and incredibly important: disagreeing mindfully. We all face disagreements, whether it's with friends, family, colleagues, or even strangers. These moments can be stressful, emotional, and sometimes even damaging to our relationships. But with mindfulness, we can learn to navigate disagreements with compassion, clarity, and respect, turning potential conflicts into opportunities for growth and deeper connection. Disagreements are a natural part of life. No two people see the world in exactly the same way, and our differences in perspective, values, and experiences often lead to differing opinions. While disagreements can be uncomfortable, they don't have to be destructive. In fact, when approached mindfully, disagreements can be a chance to learn from one another, to challenge our own thinking, and to strengthen our relationships. One of the key principles of mindful disagreement is staying present. When we're in the midst of a disagreement, it's easy to get caught up in our emotions, to react defensively, or to focus solely on winning the argument. But mindfulness invites us to stay grounded and present, to really listen to the other person, and to approach the conversation with an open heart and mind. This doesn't mean we have to agree with everything the other person says, but it does mean respecting their perspective and considering it with care. To better understand the concept of mindful disagreement, think of it as a dance rather than a battle. In a battle, the goal is to defeat the opponent, to prove that we're right and they're wrong. But in a dance, both partners move together, each responding to the other's movements with grace and fluidity. Mindful disagreement is like this dance. Both parties are engaged in a shared experience, moving together through the conversation with respect, curiosity, and compassion. One of the biggest challenges in disagreeing mindfully is managing our own emotions. When someone disagrees with us, especially on something we care deeply about, it can trigger strong feelings of anger, frustration, or hurt. Mindfulness helps us recognize these emotions as they arise, allowing us to pause, take a breath, and respond rather than react. By bringing awareness to our emotions, we can choose how to engage in the conversation in a way that is both respectful and effective. To illustrate the power of mindful disagreement, I want to share a story called The Two Travelers. Two travelers were walking along a dusty road, each carrying a heavy load. As they walked, they began to talk, and soon they realized that they disagreed on how to reach their destination. One traveler insisted on taking the path through the mountains, believing it to be the fastest route. The other argued for taking the path along the river, convinced it would be safer. As they continued to disagree, their voices grew louder and the tension between them increased. They stopped walking, each determined to convince the other that their way was right. Just then, an old man approached and asked what was wrong. The travelers explained their disagreement, each eager for the old man to take their side. The old man listened carefully, then said, "You are both strong and capable travelers, and you both want to reach the same destination. But if you stand here arguing, neither of you will get there. Instead of trying to prove who is right, why not walk together for a while? As you walk, you may find that the journey is easier when you listen to each other and combine your strengths." The travelers looked at each other, realizing the wisdom in the old man's words. They agreed to continue walking together, each taking turns leading the way. Along the journey, they shared their knowledge and perspectives, learning from each other, and eventually reaching their destination stronger and wiser for having traveled together. This story reminds us that disagreements don't have to be about winning or losing. When we approach them mindfully, with a willingness to listen and learn, we can turn conflicts into opportunities for growth and connection. Now that we've explored the concept of mindful disagreement, let's talk about some practical techniques you can use to navigate conflicts with mindfulness. Number one, practice mindful listening. When you're in a disagreement, make a conscious effort to listen mindfully to the other person. This means giving them your full attention without interrupting or planning your response while they're speaking. Try to understand their perspective, even if you don't agree with it. Mindful listening creates a space of respect and empathy, helping to de-escalate tension and foster understanding. Number two, acknowledge and validate. When someone expresses their opinion or feelings, acknowledge and validate their experience. You might say something like, "I hear that this is really important to you," or "I understand why you feel that way." Validation doesn't mean you agree with them. It simply shows that you respect their right to have their perspective. This helps to create a more open and constructive dialogue. Number three, take a mindful pause. If you feel your emotions rising during a disagreement, take a mindful pause. This could be as simple as taking a deep breath, counting to 10, or even suggesting a short break if the conversation is becoming too heated. This pause allows you to calm your mind and body so you can respond thoughtfully rather than reacting out of anger or frustration. Number four, focus on common goals. In many disagreements, there are underlying common goals that both parties share. For example, both of the travelers in the story wanted to reach the same destination. By focusing on these common goals, you can shift the conversation from a point of conflict to a point of collaboration. Ask yourself and the other person, what do we both want to achieve here? And use that as a foundation for finding common ground. And number five, set an intention for mindful disagreement. Set a daily intention to approach disagreements with mindfulness and compassion. You might frame this intention as a question. How many more ways can I continue to navigate disagreements with clarity, respect, and mindfulness even more? This intention will guide your interactions with others and help you stay grounded and present during conflicts. Mindfulness teaches us that disagreements are not something to be feared or avoided, but something to be navigated with care and intention. By approaching disagreements mindfully, we can transform conflicts into opportunities for deeper understanding, stronger relationships, and personal growth. Well, that's it for today's episode. I do hope you've found some valuable insights into how mindfulness can help you navigate disagreements with greater clarity and compassion. If you're interested in going deeper into your mindfulness practice or you need personalized guidance in handling conflicts, I offer one-on-one coaching sessions where we can explore these topics together. Visit jeremywest.net for more information. You can also find my new app, It's Now Again, on the jeremywest.net, where you'll find a growing library of mindfulness practices, including guided meditations to support your journey of mindful disagreement. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, share it with others who might benefit, and rate the podcast. Your support helps us reach more people and continue exploring these important topics together. Until next time, keep practicing, keep growing, and remember, it's now again.